Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sermon Notes. I'd like to thank you guys so much for tuning in today. If you're here from the last episode, welcome back. If you're new, hello and welcome. You can find Sermon Notes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and hopefully more platforms coming soon to you. Guys, Sermon Notes is a podcast that takes the sermons at Lancaster Road Church of God and delivers them to you in a bite-sized track. So, guys, I'm super excited today to present to you the message. We're going to be talking about prayer. Let's start with some scripture. This is Matthew 6. I'll be starting in verse 5, and I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself. Shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private, and then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. When you pray, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words over again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need before you ask Him. Pray like this: Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come, and may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Once again, that's Matthew 6, verse 5 through 10, New Living Translation. We've all heard a lot of stuff being taught on prayer. I'm sure you all have heard this Bible verse and then discuss the Lord's Prayer. And I just want to take a moment and talk a little bit more about it and give you some insight, especially into that first portion of that scripture, because I think it's vital. We all know that prayer is a central part of being a believer, and it's also essential, and it also can be a little dangerous for definitely the adversary and the problems we face, because prayer is whenever we are submitting ourselves to God and understanding that we can't do this alone, and that's pretty powerful. But it also can be dangerous for us whenever it starts becoming a thing that we just do before we eat our meals, or it might become habitual in a nature that is not necessarily realizing the power of it. Jesus first instructs his disciples how not to pray, which is a really interesting take, because most of the time, whenever you're talking about something, you say, okay, here's how you do it. In this instance of scripture, Jesus doesn't do that. He first says, okay, guys, don't pray like this. He first talks about a people who like to pray for the production of it. It's so that everybody else can see them pray and hear them pray. I think a lot of times, this is sometimes where we get caught up in, if we are thinking about, like, okay, the, you know, so-and-so is watching me, I'm praying for this person, and I've got to have the right words to say. I mean, at least for me, it's not necessarily about I'm trying to look good, like, that's my face value idea, but it's more like I need to have the right words to say in order to help this person, which really comes from a position of pride. Remember the parable where the man prays and says, thank you, God, that I'm not like that guy. And then the other guy in the parable beats on his chest and cries out for mercy. And God says, yeah, pray like that guy, the one beating on his chest and crying out for mercy. We learn in that scripture that God gives grace to the humble and he lifts them up, and that God resists proud people. Jesus also instructs them to not pray like the hypocrite. They want to be seen by people, and they also want glory as well. We can learn to pray for the wrong reasons and for the wrong people. How many times have I led a prayer at church and gotten too concerned about other people that are listening in? Do they know how smart I am? Do they know how much scripture I know? I want to show them in this prayer. And instead, I'm getting focused on the attention of men rather than my Father. And that is not the right way to pray. And then another thing that Jesus says is, don't be like the Gentiles who repeat over and over this mantra. And it's meaningless to them. It's just a habit, just a ritual. And Jesus warns against this. I think about one of the examples that our pastor gave was whenever we pray before a meal. A lot of times, whenever we pray before a meal, we're just kind of saying it and moving on with the meal. It's not really a pause and let's give thanks. It's more of get this over with because I'm hungry. And I think that Jesus is a little bit warning against that. And so one of the challenges for me whenever we spoke in our message yesterday was to actually take time out and be thankful and really pause and think about your gratefulness rather than just rub-a-dub-dub, thank you for the grub, you know? So the next part of the scripture, Jesus says, okay, guys, pray like this. And this is the Lord's Prayer that we, if you're a believer, you're probably super familiar with. But I want to add a couple things to that and just submit to you some things that I learned and we were learning yesterday during the sermon. One thing is that your prayers are hosting God. Now, don't think of that as an entertainment thing, I am the host, therefore I must tell jokes, I must keep people occupied, and all this kind of thing, because that's not really what I mean when I say entertainment. When I say entertainment, you are welcoming God's presence as you approach the throne. Think of entertaining as in you're inviting a guest into your house. Jesus says he stands at the door and knocks. And whenever we open the door, he can come inside. And so our prayer is really just a welcoming and saying, thank you, Lord, for being here. Welcome to my home. And in the Lord's Prayer, the first thing that we do is we recognize the connection that we have with God. So we say, our Father who is in heaven. He's not in this distant and untouchable place where we don't know the guy, he's just some being in the sky, the universe, or whatever. No, he's our Father. He cares for us, and we are his children. It's like whenever the prodigal son comes home in the parable, and he comes to his father, and he says, Father, I have sinned against you and I have sinned against heaven. The prodigal son is first recognizing his relationship with his father by saying, Father. And that's kind of what we're doing in that. It's not prideful, look how big and great we are, but it's just humbling ourselves and saying, you are our Father. The second thing that we do is we recognize his authority by saying, our Father who is in heaven. And we're not only saying Father, but we're recognizing, God, you are in heaven and you reign over heaven and earth. And you have ultimate power and ultimate authority. And we're recognizing that in our prayer. So we're saying, hello, welcome. You are the ultimate ruler of my heart and of my life. And then finally, the last thing I want to talk about is whenever it says, hallowed be thy name. Or in the instance of the New Living Translation, that is, may your name be kept holy. Which I think is a cool translation of that. Because it's just a different way of thinking of hallowed, which is a very like King James version part. And that is it for sermon notes this week. Tune in next week, and we're going to be talking about another great sermon from the Lancaster Road Church of God. Find us on Facebook, give us a like, and share this podcast with your friends on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever platform you use to listen to your podcast. I want to thank you, and God bless you. I hope you guys have a great week.